This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A detour now into the internecine, sometimes incomprehensible intersection of television networks and cable providers. That fight about the fees that Time Warner Cable pays CBS, specifically. Yes, the one that has Time Warner blacking out CBS and Showtime for millions of people in New York and L.A. and elsewhere in this country. Yeah, thing is, it's not going away. The standoff is in its third week and going strong. Strong enough that some Time Warner customers out there have had it. But breaking up is hard to do, as Kate Davidson reports.
It's a fact of modern life that a lot of breakups start like this.
I think I understood. You're calling to cancel or remove service. Is that right?
A couple days after the CBS blackout began, Nikki Muller of Burbank, California, tried to break up with Time Warner Cable because she was moving. She got caught in an unusually long queue.
Thanks. Please hold for a customer service representative.
Now, when we tried this today, we got through pretty fast, but Muller was on hold for 2 hours and 15 minutes. She says the worst part wasn't the hold music. It was the recorded voice reciting fun facts, like,
did you know that the number pi repeats forever? Which just made it sound like they were making fun of you for being on hold forever.
Then the call disconnected. It's too soon to say if anecdotal reports of high call volume mean Time Warner Cable is losing lots of customers over the CBS spat. Mike Hodel is an analyst with Morningstar, and he thinks not. He says consumers are less likely to notice programming outages over the summer. It's the fall primetime season, and especially NFL football season, when they'll get mad.
Our feeling is that until you get to a point where there's real consumer pain, like you likely have around the football season, that both sides have an incentive to continue to push for what they want and not give in.
In other words, expect the brinkmanship to continue until September. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.